IT in the slow lane again.
The new wealth managers are here.
Ranjan Pai wants a bite of Benny.
Job cuts at super ops engineering roles hit by AI.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with the big picture in IT services, where something interesting seems to be happening. Deals are going up, but revenues are not keeping pace.
That's right. The contrast is becoming sharper now. India's IT sector slipped further into a slowdown in FY26, with growth falling to low single digits despite strong deal wins across companies. So we decided to decode it.
So if you look at the numbers, HCL Tech led growth among tier one firms at about 3.9%, missed guidance. Infosys grew 3.1% and Tech Mahindra was just at 0.6%. Meanwhile, TCS and Wipro actually saw revenues decline.
Yes, and this is not a company-specific issue. It is broad-based, and experts say the reasons are coming from multiple directions. One, client-specific challenges like project ramp downs and cancellations are impacting visibility for these companies.
And even when deals are signed, they are not converting into revenues immediately. There are delays in ramp-ups, which means the money shows up later than expected.
And the structural shift is underway because of AI. Of course, clients are now asking for productivity gains upfront, which is putting pressure on pricing. So analysts estimate that this could lead to 2 to 3% annual deflationary impact on revenues.
Well, that's quite significant. So even if companies are winning deals, the value they extract from those deals is changing.
Exactly. The nature of contracts is completely evolving. Instead of large upfront deals, companies are seeing smaller phased outcome-linked contracts, especially those tied to AI.
Which means revenue is more staggered now, and that changes how growth is measured. It's no longer just about deal wins, but about how and when those deals translate into actual revenue.
So for now, strong pipelines are not enough. Execution timelines are becoming just as important. And that is something the sector will have to navigate over the next few quarters.
Moving on, let's talk about wealth management, which is going through its own shift from serving the wealthy to targeting retail investors.
Yes, wealth tech firms are now trying to democratize wealth creation. The idea is to bridge the gap between advice and execution, something that has traditionally been a problem.
Well, because often even if investors get the right advice, they don't act on it in time. And that leads to lower realized returns compared to the mutual funds or index funds they invest in.
Yes, so it's not just about picking the right product, but also about timing, allocation and rebalancing.
And that is where many retail investors struggle. And that's why wealth tech firms are trying to solve this by automating decisions and reducing behavioral biases.
But there are still open questions. These models have only emerged over the past few years, so their strategies are not tested across full market cycles yet.
And then there are concerns around cost, trust, and scalability. So while the opportunity is large, the long-term effectiveness of these platforms is still evolving. Now, from managing money to spending it, let's talk about a dosa startup that's sweeping strong investor interest. We're talking about Mumbai's Benny.
That's right. This dosa brand that has quite become popular in Mumbai is now looking to raise around 35 crore rupees from Claypond Capital, which is the family office of Ranjan Pai.
And Bhavya, this is quite a steep valuation. Imagine this Benny Dosa joint just has 3 branches in Mumbai, 1 in Delhi. But guess what? The valuation they are commanding is 350 crore rupees. So dosas don't come cheap after all.
Wow, that's huge. Now, the brand itself, a little bit of background here. The brand started in mid-2024. It was founded by a husband-wife duo, Akhil Iyer and Shriya Narayan, who were trying to recreate authentic Davanagere-style butter dosa in Mumbai.
That's right. Benny, after all, means butter in Kannada. So they began with a small 12-seater outlet in Bandra. And since then, they have expanded to 3 outlets across the city. It's also built a strong following with frequent visits from celebrities, adding to the visibility. The broader context here is that food and beverage is seeing a wave of investor interest again.
That's right, Chandra. Several brands that we spoke in this podcast are in discussions to raise capital, including chains like Pizza Bakery, Subway, and Chili's, all looking to scale operations and raise funds.
Finally, let's talk about some not so good news, and this is on layoffs and restructuring at SaaS startup SuperOps. In fact, Bhavya, this was your news break.
Yes, Chandra. So SuperOps has laid off around 60 employees, primarily from its engineering team of about 100 people. Overall, there were around 200 employees at SuperOps.
So this churn or this layoff actually accounts for 30% of its workforce. Now, the company said this is part of an internal restructuring exercise aimed at improving efficiency and not due to financial stress. Because remember, they just raised a round of funding, $25 million in a Series C round led by March Capital.
Yes, and the company stresses that it's aligning itself as an AI-first organization. While there were layoffs, they are also putting together an AI council team of around 10 to 20 people within their organization.
So this reflects a broader trend across the tech industry. Companies are restructuring teams to prioritize AI capabilities. In fact, we are seeing layoffs from global firms as well, from Salesforce, Google, Amazon, to Microsoft and Meta, which announced layoffs yesterday.
Yeah, and industry sources have said that there will be more coming, especially in the SaaS segment that is very prone to AI transformation. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more Tech and Startup news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.